Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Adultery is a cosmic sin because someone who destroys the trust in a marriage and the commitment of a marriage, you have committed a cosmic sin, and you're saying that your pleasure or this moment in time goes against everything God has taught and everything God holds sacred. And the Bible says about sexual sin, run.
What are the major causes of adultery and how can we avoid them? Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I'm Wayne Shepherd. On today's program, Dr. Young continues an important new series called Sex-Crazed Culture. And in part two of his message called Adultery, he shows us that we must run from the sin of mental and physical adultery, and that in Christ, there is freedom, forgiveness, and grace. So please stay with us. Proven Truth About Adultery is coming up next, right here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we join Dr. Young, when you give a donation to help The Winning Walk continue broadcasting the proven truth of God's Word on this station, we want to say thanks by sending you a CD copy of Dr. Young's message called Is Sex Sacred? We hope this special resource helps you know more clearly that God's gift of sex within marriage is meant for pleasure and unity. But this week is the last week it's available. So call us now with your gift so we can drop this resource in the mail to you. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now here's Dr. Young with part two of his message, Adultery.
You know what tape sold more than any other tape that I have ever preached from all the sermons, and there have been 10 zillion of them for 35 years? You know what tape? You say, well, it may be when you exegeted Romans 8. Boy, that was... No. The tape that sold more than any others across this world was a little tape entitled, How to Hug. Boy, that's what everybody wanted to know. You see, we forget to hug. And I know a situation where a woman was hugged into an affair. Her husband was handsome, he was nice, he was successful. You would think, boy, it was Ken and Barbie got married here. But there was somebody at work, an older guy, and he just listened to her and was sympathetic with her, and he would just hug her, you know, gentlemanly over a period of time. And she was hugged into an affair that was absolutely inexplicable. Adolescence. Look at the next one. Unresolved conflict. You know, in a lot of families, the way conflict is handled, usually the male, I'm not going to argue. I'm through. You know, we just go into our cocoon. We go into our shell. We're not going to argue. Just go ahead. You have your problem. I'm not going to get with it. And a lot of marriages, when there's unresolved conflict, you know, they're in the ring together and they're boxing. And finally, the husband goes in his corner and the wife goes in her corner and they stay in their corner. You live your life. I live my life. And they never do really relate until they come in the middle of the ring, exchange a few blows now and then. Then they go back in their corner. Am I speaking to anybody? What should happen? 2 Corinthians 5:18 says, we are reconciled with God. Jesus Christ gets you and me right with God. Isn't that terrific? And therefore, because we get right with God, then we are to be in the business of reconciliation. What needs to happen to this man or woman in the corner? They need to say, oh God, revive my marriage, my heart. And they need to see where their involvement in silence or whatever the situation and get right with God on their knees and then get up and go and walk in the middle of the ring. If necessary, walk on the other side of the ring and try to find mutual reconciliation. There'll be conflicts. We've got to know how to resolve those conflicts in marriage. And the way to do it is not to bury it and cover it up and push it down. This is what happens. And a way to handle some of these conflicts. What are the conflicts over? Children, money, sex, schedule. I mean, a lot of things. A lot of things, conflict. And how do we avoid some of that? Ephesians 4. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Man, don't go to sleep until you begin to talk, begin to get your hearts and lives together. Now, you have to stay up late a lot of nights. Joe Beth and I have. Don't go to sleep. Don't let the sun go down your wrath. When you let the sun, your heart is bruised over a conflict. One mate is bruised. You sleep on it the next morning, that bruised heart becomes a cold heart. You know how that is. You're nice, but you're just too nice. You know, cold. Don't look so pious. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Every married person here. It's a bruised heart. You spend the night with that, it becomes a cold heart. You stay with it a week or so, it becomes a hard heart. Now you've intensified the problem. You stay longer than that, it becomes an apathetic heart. By the way, when a couple comes and they're fighting and arguing, that's an encouragement. It's when they come and they're apathetic. They say, you know, I don't really care. I'm just, it doesn't matter. Whatever she does, whatever he does, make no difference. Huh? You see, that's when the Holy Spirit really has to do a work. So a lot of unresolved conflict, when someone can be with someone else and there's not conflict, no matter what the situation, and there can be intimacy there can be sharing there, all of a sudden they end up in bed. It's because they go home and there's so much conflict there. You got to deal with it. Bring it out in the open. Turn the lights on. Third thing, unmet needs. Everybody has needs. Everybody has needs. The difference between the creator and the creature is needs. The Creator, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are a self-contained entity, the God is. The Godhead is self-contained. There is all there to give the fullness. God doesn't need anything. God is a self-contingent being. We are contingent beings as human beings. Though we made the image of God, we all have needs. A newborn babe has more needs than any other animal, remember, on this earth. A baby needs a longer time of care than any other animal. And when that child is growing, the little girl says, "Did I do good, Mom?" "You did good, Sarah." "Dad, I'm sorry." "Well, you've..." "Oh, it's all right, Billy." They need support. And they have needs, all kinds of physical, emotional needs. We have to be there to hug and to help and to counsel and to laugh and to tease and to discipline. All those needs. When we grow up, do we have needs no longer? Certainly we have needs. Certainly we have needs. And we need appreciation. Wives, I want you to listen to me. You need appreciation, but your husband, men, need about 5 times more appreciation than women. I don't know why. We're just a weaker sex. We are. Gentlemen, we need more appreciation than women. Not that we shouldn't appreciate and admire women. Certainly that's a part of meeting their need. But men really need it. And when they come and see like it's only, "Man, what I can get out of you, what I want you to do, how you want..." Also, in your wife or your husband, accept them the way they are. I thought for years I married the only woman in the world that couldn't be trained. We've got to quit trying to train them. Men and women, men and women. Accept them. And that leads people into affairs because the mate is not accepting them, warts and all. And know that God will continue to do a work with them. God's not finished with them. He's not finished with you or me. There has to be acceptance. And there has to be affection. Genuine affection with one another. So this is the unmet needs that are there. And if these needs are not met, it sets anybody up for somebody else to come in and to destroy and to undercut that relationship.
We're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. In today's message, adultery. We need to go to a short break, but before we do, you can access many resources to help you live according to the proven truth of God's Word when you visit us online at winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can sign up to receive Dr. Young's free email devotional. And then you can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is @winningwalk. Now, let's take a moment to hear what's ahead.
We've got to clean up our mind. There's that mental adultery. Some have to clean up their whole bodies. There is that physical adultery. But God is in the cleansing business. If we confess our sin, He is able and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us of all the trash, including adultery, in our lives. That's the grace of God. Adultery is a cosmic sin, but is not the unpardonable sin.
That's just ahead on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young after this short break. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. If you'd like to give a donation to help this Winning Walk broadcast stay strong, let us hear from you today. And to thank you for your gift, Dr. Young wants to send you a CD copy of his message, Is Sex Sacred? This important resource helps you understand more clearly God's sacred gift to be celebrated in marriage. But it's only available this week, so call now with your gift to help support the Winning Walk broadcast and request your special gift. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now here's Dr. Young continuing part two of his message, Adultery.
I want to say two things. I want to say these two things as dogmatically, as simply, but as powerfully as I can state them. Two things. Write it in steel in your heart and your mind. I'm not going to stumble. I want to say simply two things to everybody here. Number one, adultery is a cosmic sin. Because someone who destroys the trust in a marriage and the commitment of a marriage, one time, 10 times, or whatever, you have committed a cosmic sin, and you're saying that your pleasure or this moment in time goes against everything God has taught and everything God holds sacred. Adultery is a cosmic sin. It's no little picadillo or a little casual kind of liaison. Not at all. It's a cosmic sin. Number two, adultery is not the unpardonable sin. Isn't that terrific? We've got to clean up our mind. There's that mental adultery. Some have to clean up their whole bodies. There is that physical adultery. But God is in the cleansing business. If we confess our sin, He is able and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us of all the trash, including adultery, in our lives. That's the grace of God. Adultery is a cosmic sin, but is not the unpardonable sin. And the Bible says about sexual sin, run. Don't tarry. Don't explain away. Don't back off a little bit. Run. Get out of there. Flee. That's what Joseph did. That's what Paul told Timothy to do. And that's what we have to do. You don't cut back, cut down, wean myself off of whatever this is and whatever relationship is there, where it's mental or physical. Cut and run. Take no prisoners. Get out of there. And you'll be amazed a day or two or three, and it's one day at a time, God begins to set you free. If we had hymnals here, the old hymn books, you can find the theme in hymn after hymn. He breaks the power of canceled sin and sets the sinner free. Freedom. Freedom. Forgiveness. His grace. Second World War. Young man finished high school, in love with his high school sweetheart. They got married. The war was beginning. They were married a few months, and he joined the Air Force, was trained as a pilot, was shipped out to London. They were apart for almost 3 years. He flew many missions. When he came back home, what a reunion that was. I love those pictures, don't you, when someone comes back, particularly a military person, they've been off and they're uniting with their wife. I mean, there's something about it. I cry almost every time I see that. I'm that way. And they were united, and they began to resume their marriage, and a couple of years went by, and one day she happened to be cleaning out some areas there and ran into some of the things he brought back from the military. He'd sort of put aside way back in a box. And as she looked in the box, she encountered some letters. And she looked at them and realized in a minute they were love letters written by an English girl that her husband had an affair with while he was flying there, going back to London, back into England, the Second World War. And they were very emotional letters, very loving letters. Evidently, she loved him, and though there was no response, evidently, he really cared for her. And it's just devastated that little innocent wife. She couldn't believe it. All the prayers she'd offered for her husband and all the anticipation of his homecoming, and she took those letters, and she held them, and she was weeping. And her husband heard a noise in the other room and came in and looked in the door, and there his wife was standing with those letters, crying out to God, "Oh, Lord, oh, what's happened? I can't believe it." And all the emotions that goes into that moment. And the husband saw that she had found those letters, and he just fell on his face, flat of his face, and said, "God, I've destroyed everything. What a fool I am." And he was broken, and he said he looked up, and he saw his wife standing by the window holding those letters, and he said, "I saw my sin crucify my wife." And he said, "I cried out to God and said, but a little while she came and bent down and kissed me on the top of my head and said, I forgive you. With adultery, there has to be a crucifixion. It has to be a death, the death of the sin. And a death has to be paid to clean up your life and to clean up my life. A little P.S. Have you ever had an infection? You ever had a little infection and it would swell up and it had to be lanced, it had to be cut open? You ever had that? And when you cut open an infection, what comes out? Pus, right? Pus. You know what that pus primarily is? It is white blood cells that have died so that you would be healed of that infection and that infection would not kill you. That's what it is. So there has to be a death to sin and a death that Christ has provided. Remember, sex is, we've already looked at it, is a symbol, is a sign of Christ dying for us so that we might have life. Life. So what's the word? The word is a word of grace, which happens through repentance. What is the word? The word is exactly the word Jesus said to the woman caught in the act of adultery. He said, does no man condemn you? She says, "No man, Lord." Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you." Well, that's good news, isn't it? But then what did Jesus say? He said, "Go and sin no more."
That's Dr. Ed Young with part two of his message, Adultery. Be sure to call The Winning Walk to request your copy of Dr. Young's CD message, Is Sex Sacred? This special resource helps you understand that God's gift of sex and marriage is for pleasure and unity. And the message is our gift to thank you for your donation to support this Winning Walk broadcast on this station. But it's only available this week, so call now for your copy, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And after a break, Dr. Young joins us to answer a few important questions. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Remember, you can find us online and sign up to receive Dr. Young's free email devotional when you visit winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our handle or username is @winningwalk. That's @winningwalk. Now, it's great to have Dr. Young here in the studio today to answer a couple of questions about our message entitled Adultery. Dr. Young, you say that adultery affects who we are on the inside more than any other sin. Tell me more about what you mean by that.
Well, Paul teaches us in Corinthians that sexual immorality destroys the person from within. Other sins, we can lie and cheat and steal. We can do a lot of things, and it's outside of us. But sexual impurity, sexual immorality affects the heart and the inner being of every person who engages in it. And that's the teaching of the Bible. And I think we have ample testimony of people that I have talked to that completely got away with some kind of sexual promiscuity. But they say over and over again, I can't sleep. I can't eat. My whole personality has changed. It is the guilt. It is the eating up of immorality that takes place within someone who decides to seek their own pleasure and not do it, Wayne, the way God has required.
And then you also talk about how adultery is such a pervasive problem today. Why do you think that is, Dr. Young?
I think our whole culture has got sex way, way out of proportion. The whole media, the whole written word, everywhere you look, those in the PR business, since I have been in this world, they promote things through all types of sexual innuendo, promiscuity, and evidently that is a way to sell a product. And therefore, wherever a child would turn, the internet, television, a movie, what they would read, what other children talk about, the whole area of human sexuality is blown way, way, way out of proportion. And therefore, somebody coming up in this broken world of the 21st century really has to battle how Satan is used. That's why it's out of proportion. How the evil forces that we do not see in this world are working to know what will bring down every life, and for that matter, bring down a nation, and for that matter, bring down a civilization.
Thank you, Dr. Young. You can help The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young remain on this station and help continue the teaching of the proven truth of God's Word with your donation today. And to thank you for your generosity, we want to send you Dr. Young's CD message called Is Sex Sacred? But it's only available this week, so call now with your gift to support this Winning Walk broadcast and request your special resource. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for listening today, and be sure to tune in tomorrow when Dr. Young brings his message, Preventing an Affair. See you Tuesday for the proven truth of God's Word right here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
If you're like a lot of people, you're busy with carpools, kids, chores, and work. Getting to hear the whole program without interruption is, well, a luxury. We're pleased to announce that right now you can find Dr. Young whenever you need him on the internet. Simply go to oneplace.com and you'll find the entire Winning Walk message waiting for you. Not only that, you'll find an archive of broadcasts from last week and the week before. That's oneplace.com, the premier provider of ministry content on the internet. And if you want, purchase an MP3 right on the spot. Take it with you. Hey, if you miss us here, catch us on the web at oneplace.com.